Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Meg. I'm your host this morning. Yeah, a little rocky music per request from our friends at NAS Whiting Field.
It was only fitting. I don't know who else out there stayed up late last night watching UFC, but I did. It was fitting to start the day with some Rocky.
I get it. Jamie Coffey is here. She's their public affairs director, and Deputy Director Chrissy Mason is here, and a special guest this morning.
Yes.
Want to introduce our special guest?
Yes, absolutely. So, but real quick before we jump in. With a brand new CMC. So UFC last night, you know, no matter where you fall on politics and all of the things, sometimes you just got to enjoy things. I'm a UFC fan.
Oh, boy.
Enjoyed staying up late to watch Gaethje bloody his opponent. But here's where, you know, you just absolutely have got to enjoy it and take the moment. The intro was great. We had the Blue Angels. We had the Thunderbirds.
I saw a clip of that.
We had aircraft. We had the Marine Corps band. We had heroes and first responders and firefighters and police and Medal of Honor recipients escorting the fighters in at each round. And it was an amazing experience to see America in all of its glory for the 250.
We're on our way.
It was the whole kit and caboodle.
The celebrations have begun.
Yes. What is it about watching bald eagles just soar above that just screams,
I know.
America. Anyway.
Did you get
really
any
great.
Sleep last night?
No.
She's pretty pumped
You're
up this
so
morning.
Pumped up.
She's had her coffee this morning.
That's right. That's I was great. Exhausted, but then I caffeinated, so now I'm good.
Woo! Here we go. Just like a Thunderbird or Blue Angel. Woo! Right
That's
through the
right.
studio.
That's right. That's why we enjoy our Thunderbirds and our Blue Angels
there
here.
There you go. I love it.
So great. And we can't wait for this year, for the 2026. We have got all kinds of great things happening because I believe not just NAS Pensacola is going to be doing an air show, but we have another Air Force base in 2027 that's going to be... I don't even know if that's out all the way, but I won't even say what Air Force Base, but
okay.
There is a local Air Force Base
narrowing it
that
right down.
Is planning for a big, I know it's out, so, but they are planning for a big air show in 2027. So just what is it's just an absolute honor to serve and work here in Northwest Florida. Cause we've got what's going on when we talk about the military footprint and all the missions and capabilities that we have right here.
Well, it always says a lot when all the military that serve here come back.
Oh, my gosh.
When they retire. That's a sign right there, right?
Yep, absolutely it is. Okay, so let's jump into military. Let's jump into NAS Whiting Field. So this morning, fresh, on station, just, I think, by a week he has been serving at NAS Whiting Field, the brand new Command Master Chief, Master Chief Carl Thompson. Welcome.
Welcome.
Good morning and thank you.
Absolutely. Let's jump in because we want to dive in and kind of get to know you. So appreciate you would jump on the radio after being on station just after 1 week.
Oh my goodness.
So
right
first
into the
things
fire.
First, it is, you know, just jump in.
I didn't know I had a choice.
Not with Jamie, you don't.
Yeah. No. And I would say this isn't even his first time that we've kind of thrown him in. We had a wonderful leadership camp for NJROTC last week where we had three schools come together, Milton, Pace, and Navarre High School's NJROTC units. Came together and had a leadership camp doing all kinds of wonderful things out at NAS Whiting Field. Yeah, training,
great.
Working hard, marching, formations, education. It was a little bit of everything. And we threw CMC like, hey, Friday morning before they graduate, can you motivate these troops? And you did. So thank you so much for doing that. Okay, first things first, for real. Where are you from originally?
I am from a small town in the beautiful Black Hills of Custer, South Dakota.
Oh, my Custer. Goodness.
Okay. And married?
That's a fur piece away.
Yes, it is.
Yep. A lot of people say, oh, South Dakota. I've never met someone from South Dakota. Yep. Yes, I am married to my beautiful wife, Sarah, and we just celebrated our 25th anniversary just in May, just a couple weeks ago. So,
yay. Yep,
congratulations. Yeah, and so a shout out to Sarah. So we haven't yet to meet her, but we'll fold her into, we'll jump her in. So we're very excited to meet Sarah, but congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. So how many kiddos do you have?
Yep, we have two. We have a son, Anthony, and Alicia. They're almost 21 and almost 19. So they both go to, they both graduated from Pace High School here and go one PSC and one UWF.
Nice.
Wow, great.
Your kids stayed local. How lucky for you. They flew the coop. Part-time.
Yes. yes.
They're part-time, flew the coop part-time. So I would say you're not new to the area. You're not new to Pensacola. Where did you, what was your last assignment prior to NAS Whiting Field?
Yes. So I spent the last couple of years down on NAS Pensacola. I was at the Naval Air Technical Training Center, the Aviation A School, and then most recently at the Center for Naval Aviation Technical Training, which is the ISIC for all the aviation training throughout the entire Navy prior to here.
Okay.
So the last few years at the training, the aviation maintenance students that come from boot camp, and then they go out to their A and C schools throughout the Navy around the
okay.
country.
Oh, so you were busy with sailors.
Yes,
quite busy with students and sailors.
Yes, ma'am. And my background prior to command was an aviation electronics technician, AT. So I grew up here in Pensacola when I was a young sailor at a boot camp. And so it was kind of, this is kind of full circle coming back here to Pensacola at the A school. And so, yes. Yep.
Oh, that is great. Oh, that is great. Now, how long have you served total in the Navy?
I am currently in my 29th year. In the Navy.
Oh, well. We won't use the R word, and I won't ask about retirement just yet because you're just jumping in. But what an exciting time to have served basically three decades in the United States Navy. Oh, I bet you have stories. We always say in the Navy there's sea stories. I'm sure you have plenty of stories.
Yeah, some great experiences. Some people probably wouldn't believe, but they're true.
Can you kind of talk to some of the things that you've done in the Navy? Like, where are some of the places you've been stationed, and what ships have you been on? Anything cool?
Yeah, there's a lot of cool, interesting stuff that we've, all of us, I guess, get to do in the military, not just the Navy. But I've served on three aircraft carriers, the USS Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
George Washington
wow.
and the Ronald Reagan. I was in Japan on the George Washington, and we did a hull swap with the Ronald Reagan. So the George Washington needed to come back to the United States, and we had a swap and bring the Ronald Reagan over to Japan. So we met in San Diego, kind of swapped crews and then and equipment, and then brought the Ronald Reagan back over to Japan. So that was a big undertaking.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm sure the logistics were clear and simple on that one.
Yeah, it was more than a couple weeks of planning, you know. Yeah. And then right out onto deployment. Yep. So that was fun and interesting.
Oh wow.
I've spent probably 12 or 13 years living and stationed overseas, so my family and kids got a unique upbringing living overseas, and we've definitely done a lot of travel overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to kids, my wife and I lived in Sicily, Italy, and Sigonella. So we get to do a lot of traveling over there.
Yep.
We've been stationed in Japan, Yokosuka, Japan. That was on the Ronald Reagan and George Washington. And then I was a command master chief down in Sasebo, Japan, on two ships down there, the USS Pioneer and the USS Germantown.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
You have done some amazing things.
We are going to take a break because I think there's even more to hear from our friends at NAS Whiting Field. We have the new Command Master Chief, Carl Thompson, is here with us along with Christy Mason and Jamie Coffey. If you got a question for them, 850-437-1620, just text it on in. We would love to hear from you. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We are here this morning with our friends from NAS Whiting Field. Jamie Coffey is here, Christy Mason, and I'm so excited we have the new Command Master Chief, Carl Thompson, here telling us about his career and the things that you've done. I'm just in awe. What an amazing, an extraordinary life, and what a great opportunity for your kids to travel all over the world. Yep. Very exciting. If you've got a question for the commander or CMC, is that the right? Is
CMC?
That the
yep.
CMC. Oh, I feel so cool now. If you've got a question
Command
for the
Master
CMC,
Chief.
You just text it in at 850-437-1620. Go ahead, y'all.
We kind of mentioned you kind of mentioned the ships, but what were you doing on the ships? What was your primary focus? What was your job? What were you leading?
So as the Command Master Chief, you know, you're in charge of a lot and nothing at the same time. You just, all the gaps and seams, because everyone has a job and a purpose, and then the Command Master Chief, I can go anywhere and everywhere, and the only person I answer to is the commanding officer. So
right.
I'll go down to engineering or to supply or to ops and find out what's the issues and what's wrong, and just try to find solutions to those problems or issues and attack it.
Right.
And so I'm kind of the as needed, point me in a direction and try to find solutions and work with the team.
Yeah, I feel like you're the fixer.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you
sure.
become a fixer when challenges rise, and then you have to figure out what you can do. Just because it's a lot of folks on those carriers, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like hundreds?
Thousands.
Yeah. Oh. Is it true 3,000? Did I hear that somewhere?
So the ship's company complement is 25 to 3,000. And then you bring the air wing on, there's another 25 or so. So
yeah.
5 to 6,000 when you bring the whole air wing and the staff on the carrier.
That's,
yep.
That's incredible to
I
me.
Know.
That's incredible to me.
It's a floating city. Yep.
No kidding.
Floating city.
Wow.
And everybody has very specific jobs and responsibilities. And, you know, we kind of talk about like the top, or I should say, I don't know what you would call it so correct. But on the carrier, you have all these different colors. So the sailors wear different shirts, I should say, or vests, correct? And some of them are fuels and some of them are manning the arresting gear, right? So it's kind of like a little bit of everybody.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's a show. It's an organized. Everyone knows what they do, and it is a. I want to say it's a dance. I'm trying to think of the right word, but
yeah.
It's,
there is
it's,
an
it's,
expression.
It is,
organized chaos.
Yeah.
Well,
but
it's very fascinating. Mm-hmm. I still find it extremely awe-inspiring. Right, you know, even today when I'm thinking about it now, I do miss it. But it's and everyone knows their purpose and what to do and where everyone else is at.
Yeah.
Because it is very dangerous. On that flight deck at every moment, so to
wow.
to not have a mishap or a safety, you know, and that's why we have different colors and everyone knows where everyone's at and what everyone else is doing. So
how do they communicate with each other when the aircraft are coming in and out? How do they communicate with each other?
Well, some of the folks do have radios and headsets, but there's lots of hand signals and
okay.
I don't want to say sign language, but there's lots of hand signals in the NATOP manual that everyone has to learn as well. But,
yeah. Well, and we say, you know, ship life that is just unique to anything else, I think, out there. It's just incredible what you all do. Okay, so let's jump into kind of Master Chief responsibilities and Command Master Chief responsibilities on shore duty. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing at Whiting Field? I guess it's going to be very similar to what you were doing on the ship and what you were doing at NATC.
Yes, I'd say it's the same but different.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, getting settled into the office, into the command right now. Going to explore getting out to all the outlying fields and into the different departments of the base right now, as well as understanding and how we interact with the local community. So I'm definitely excited about that.
Right.
And how we interact, and then understanding the unique challenges that we have, whether it's with the community, with the base itself, with the different departments on the base, understanding the different squadrons, et cetera.
Right.
And then, like you said, how we can fix or start to mitigate challenges and issues. And yeah.
Yeah. I was something that kind of popped into my head that a lot of people don't realize. So, you know, you're going to deal with anything from behavioral issues or challenges and fixing those kinds of challenges and manning and funding and, you know, all those things are going to come up. But something that nobody ever talks about is evals. And that's something that you have to do as part of your job, right? So the chiefs write the evals, I would assume, for the lower enlisted. And then there's a master chief that would write for the chiefs. Can you kind of explain what does the eval do?
Yep. So the performance evaluation, I think just like a civilians and probably any organization, we all get evaluated on different performance aspects of our job. And so same with us. Your supervisor would rank and rate you and write an evaluation on you, and then it goes up your chain of command. And so, yes, then the master chiefs would write the evaluations for the chiefs, et cetera. So
I'm thinking, too, there's different parts. So I'm Air Force, so I don't want to, like, jump into my Air Force stuff. But there's all kinds of different sections on those evals, too, that they are kind of – I would say graded on, correct? Like, what is some of the sections to... I'm sorry, I'm throwing you under the bus on the evals here, but, you know, when you've been in as long as you have, I know that this is something that you've had to touch your whole career, but volunteerism even used to be on there, but I think, like, performance-based, too, professionalism, all kinds of stuff, right?
Yes, and actually, the Navy, we've, in the last year or two, we've actually just updated the Navy Chief evaluation in the last year or two, we've just updated it, and it's been the same one my entire career. So for the last 25, 26, 27 years. So, yes, there's professionalism, deck plate leadership, communication. I think you named a couple others just a second ago.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we grade them, the different chiefs, and on how well they meet those different wickets. Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, just people don't understand that there's accountability pieces to each and every level at the sailor level as well. Okay, so getting into, when we come back, I kind of want to ask for some advice, for leadership advice. So be thinking about something that you could share with us, a little nugget of advice to sailors coming up in the Navy.
Okay, I love it. That's from our Jamie Coffee with NAS Whiting Field, and we are here talking to CMC, Carl Thompson. We will be back with Pep Talk. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. And we're back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking with CMC, Carl Thompson, who's brand new to the area. We're so excited that you're here.
Thank you.
So, CMC, can you give us any advice? Do you have any nuggets of knowledge to the up-and-coming sailors as they grow and develop coming through the ranks? Is there anything you would like to bestow upon them?
Yeah, I always say, you know, obviously work your hardest, give your best. We're all humans. You're going to make mistakes. So as hard as it is, own it. Your leadership will definitely see that and help you out there. Something that's always stuck with me is do the right thing for the right reasons. Usually the rest will fall into place, and that's, I always try to preach that and live by that. Like I said, we're all human, but if we know right from wrong, and if you do the right thing for the right reasons, like I said, usually the rest just kind of fall into place.
That's really great advice. I don't think that's just even advice. I think that's advice
for everyone. I was
going to
say, that's everybody. Pretty good for everybody. Yeah. If only everybody could follow that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you again for being here and jumping in after your first week at NAS Whiting Field. It's been, we're excited to have you. We're excited to have the leadership on board. This is just a great time. It's a great time to serve. It's a great time to work and serve under the military. This is we always say it's the 250th. July 4th is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody is doing those celebrations. And it's just a great time. America's 250th, it's honoring historical legacies from the Continental Navy's two ships in 1775 to the modern fleet of hundreds of ships and submarines. It's the courage and the loyalty and the commitment of our service members that form the bedrock of America's success. So happy birthday, 250 years.
Happy birthday, America. We'll be celebrating all summer long. Thank you again to Jamie Coffey, Public Affairs with NAS Whiting Field. Christy Mason's also here with us. And welcome, CMC Carl Thompson, to Pensacola. You're going to love it here.
Thank you so much.
This is Pep Talk.